98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The next GOP presidential debate's been canceled. Nikki Haley says there's no reason for her to be there, considering her poll numbers, unless Donald Trump shows up too, and he's not planning to do that. Only Ron DeSantis said he'd take part in the face-off sponsored by ABC News and WMUR-TV in Manchester, New Hampshire. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is hopeful that the Senate can pass a short-term government funding bill by Thursday.
Over the weekend, congressional leadership reached a bipartisan agreement on a clean extension of government funding until March 1st and March 8th, which will prevent a government shutdown.
That shutdown deadline is midnight Friday. CENTCOM says the U.S. carried out another airstrike on a Houthi target in Yemen. Israel says Hamas has murdered two more citizens that were taken hostage in the October 7th attack. Qatar, meanwhile, has brokered a deal that will allow more medicine to get to hostages and Palestinian civilians in Gaza. This is ABC News. A new lawsuit has been filed involving that Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9, which had the door plug fly off in flight earlier this month.
In the new lawsuit filed against Boeing and Alaska Airlines by four passengers who were on board Alaska Flight 1282, attorneys argue when the door blew out, it caused intense fear, distress, anxiety, trauma, and physical pain to passengers on board. Attorneys saying some passengers sent what they thought were their final text messages to loved ones during the landing. The lawsuit alleges negligence against Boeing and Alaska Airlines and a liability claim against Boeing. Alex Stone, ABC News.
OpenAI, the company behind the ChatGPT artificial intelligence, unveiled a plan to prevent misinformation in the 2024 elections. The company says political campaigns will not be allowed to use ChatGPT to create applications or communications for campaign or lobbying purposes. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former basketball star Dwayne Wade is donating $3 million to Marquette University. Wade's gift will grow the school's summer reading program for Milwaukee children, establish a scholarship program for low-income students, and expand the university's athletic and human performance facilities. A new study recommends Wisconsin put a formula for determining alimony on the books. Shea Drefs is with Custody Exchange, the firm that did the study.
Having bad alimony arrangements can have impact on each of the ex-spouses, on their children, and it can have ripple effects.
The study says about two-thirds of states have no guidelines for alimony negotiations. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Packers get ready for the 49ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay taking on the 49ers Saturday night in the divisional playoffs at Levi's Stadium. But concern, outside linebacker Kingsley J.J. Enagbare suffered a torn ACL in his right knee late in the fourth quarter in Dallas. Matt LaFleur says it's a huge loss.
I'll tell you what, man. I can't say enough great things about him. And I just love his play style.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles got a much-needed win over Villanova, 87-74. Before the game, former Marquette and NBA star Dwayne Wade spoke to the team and then donated $3 million to improve the basketball facility and fund scholarships and reading programs.
If you've ever had a conversation with a parent that kid has been impacted by something you've done, it's no greater feeling. My sister and I, my family and I have always been about understanding that even in the moments in life where we haven't had a lot, we've still been blessed enough to have something.
That's Dwayne Wade with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing a song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
To gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. The sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. Every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without?
Country.com.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. Sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. No. But she kept the hotel key. Slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and our clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah.
said she left a night I can't forget, but she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess it makes her think of me. And then now we left our hearts on the fleas and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it, she kept the hotel key.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that. Every couple of weeks, South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are.
Combs, where the wild things are. If you want the answer to that question, simply ask Luke Combs. He'll tell you where the wild things are. I will tell you where there is a meeting of the Price County chapter for walleyes for tomorrow. That's what I can do. And because of that, you can tell why Luke Combs is famous and I am not. So, what am I talking about? When and where? Price County Chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow invites you to a special event at Barry Waymiller Center in Phillips on Highway F, Saturday, February 17th at 10 a.m. I hope somebody's keeping a running list of my mistakes today. Just, yep, a lot of proof that Gray's a human being. No Gunderson robots on the mic at 98Q Country. So, Mike Arrowood, State Director of Walleyes for Tomorrow, will speak on the ins and outs of starting a fish hatchery on your lake. You'll learn the steps you need to take, the permits to obtain, and the training needed to be successful. Mike is going to be awesome for this program. He speaks in very easy-to-understand terms, and he has the knowledge we all lack. So, if you've got any interest in the idea or the investment behind a fishery on your lake, Barry Waymiller Center in Phillips, Highway F, Saturday, February 17th at 10 a.m. Schedule it. Cody Johnson and the Painter will lead off another three in a row here on 98Q Country as I enter my last hour before I have to say goodbye until the 2 o'clock moment tomorrow. What is the 2 o'clock moment? Now I've got to figure out something cool to do at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Anyway, Cody Johnson coming up after this.
Did you know there's dust floating around your home?
Really?
Yeah. Dust starts on hard surfaces like shelves and ceiling fans. And when you walk by, dust starts to move, compromising the quality of the air you and your family breathe.
So what do I do?
Get Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster. Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster is the fast and easy way to trap and lock dust
before it gets into the air.
Exactly. So you can just... Swiffer Heavy Duty Duster, proud partner of the American Lung Association.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Into the new year, it's time to make sure your vehicle is road ready for the conditions. That's where Goodyear comes in. Right now, you can get up to $100 back by online or mail-in rebate on a select set of Goodyear or Dunlop tires. Plus, you can get an added bonus of up to $100 when you use the Goodyear credit card. Ask an associate which Goodyear tire will keep you moving ahead this season. Offer valid until March 31st, 2024. The Goodyear credit card is subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Stop by D&D Tire and Auto Center today. You can find us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, or at www.ddtireandauto.com.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a few flurries, a low of 5 below zero. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a high of 5 above. 9 below for Wednesday night, partly sunny on your Thursday with a high near 8 degrees. 8 degrees again on Friday, Saturday into the double digits and near 20 by Sunday. Right now, 1 below zero.
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long,
98Q Country.
Don't talk to God like you always tell me I should.
QCountry.com.
Yeah.
following is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Forward Bank, Ford Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Product, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Hankin and Roofing, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DuoQuest Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
Hi, welcome to tonight's broadcast of the Swamigan Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. My name is Stephen Jellin for 103.1 Jack FM. I'm excited to call tonight's game. Rival schools, near 20 miles apart. The game is close. It's you're just coming in at the start of it. Phillips Loggers lead 2-0 as both squads of girls are playing good basketball, moving the ball around, getting good shots. And right now, both teams just seem to be having a hard time opening the ball up. But either way, that's just good defensive efforts on both sides. All right. Looking at today's squads, the Phillips Loggers have quite an advantage, not only in size but in age, as they will be starting seniors and juniors tonight, whereas Swamigan Screaming Eagles will be starting all freshmen and one junior. And so you can see the size differential, but the nice thing about basketball is that pure effort, good passing, and good shooting, you can beat anybody. So right now the score is tied 2-2, and we have a foul underneath the basket. And so with that, the Phillips Loggers will be counted for the 2 points they made as well as a free throw attempt. All right. Number three, Casey Egebrecht takes her free throw attempt and makes it. Over the whistle blew, I think she committed a shooting foul on her free throw, so the score remains 4-2. All right. Brunell gets to Bablick to take the long two-point shot. It was open. Great defensive rebound, I believe, Yunk, and then she misses her rebound. It goes to McCoon, and she's able to hold on to the ball. All right. Screaming Eagles retain possession. Ernst will have the pass in. See here. Ball gets passed out to 21, then back to Brunell at the top. Then to Bablick, then to McCoon near the free throw line. Playing, there we go. It's to Brunell close under the hoop. She juggles the ball, but they're able to get it themselves. Right now they're just trying to fish the ball inside. Oh, we just have a straight up steal by the Loggers. And now number three has the ball. That'd be Eckebrecht. Gets it to number four, who takes a shot, misses. All right. Bablick carrying it down the court, and number three tries to go for the steal, and it bounces off her hand and goes out of bounds. Screaming Eagles retain possession of the ball. If you're just joining us, there's 15 minutes and 12 seconds in the first half. The score is 2-4, Screaming Eagles in the deficit. We have a missed shot by Brunell, and then a good offensive rebound by McCoon. That's like her third one already. Game just starts. She's averaging one offensive rebound a minute so far this game. That's good. Passing goes strip. That was a good shot by number 14, Bablick. She was wide open, but she missed it. Good transition offense by the Loggers as they are able to get it down the court off the rebound and make the score now 6-2. Ernst trying to get in. As she's attempting to make a pass, gets the ball knocked out. Now we have a transition offense for the Loggers again. Number three takes a shot but trips, and then number 10 gets the rebound. That would be Eckert, who then pulls up for the layup to make the score 8-2. Loggers in the lead. Ernst got the ball, getting double teamed. She tries to dribble through. She can't do it. And Claire Young gets the rebound on that. and they're calling a jump ball and giving it to the Loggers. All right. Loggers take over on offense, 14 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first half. They lead 8-2. Three passes at 44 and gets it back out for the back end. Number 44 goes in for the layup, misses. Number 44 had a great shot opportunity on that. That would have been Lehman. And that was a smooth play. That was just a – she got the ball near the free throw line, passed over the three, drove, got the ball back. It was a well-designed play. It's just she just couldn't deliver in the end. Babbitt had another open look for a three and decided not to take it. Oh, she was wide open. Tonight, we got a lot of freshman girls on the court from Screaming Eagles. If any shot the Philip Loggers give you tonight, you take. I don't care if that's your specialty or not. That was a wide open three. You want to beat this team that's got more experience than you, more size than you, more players than you, then you need to start making more shots than they do. That starts by taking shots. While we're talking, Philip Loggers made a free throw, then immediately got another turnover as they now are in transition offense. Number four gets the ball. Swish on a nice 10-foot jumper. That was smooth by Eckert of the Phillips Loggers. And a shot and a swish. Ernst gets the ball. Ernst gets a three, and it goes in. There we go. Exactly what I'm talking about. Three-point shot made by Madison Ernst. If they're open, take them. If you can have a 40% shot percentage on three from three tonight, you have a chance. Number three for Phillips takes a three, misses it. McLuhan with the rebound. Ernst tries to drive, gets fouled on a reach-in, and Screaming Eagles will retain possession of the ball. All right. Phillips Loggers are getting ready to substitute number 12 and 11 in. That would be number 11 Miller and number 12 Timmers. Knack is coming out, and I'm sorry I missed who the second throw was coming out as well. Brunell gets the pass in immediately, tries to take a three-point shot, but Kuhn gets off at the rebound, but her foot touched out of bounds. Oh, that was so close. Good effort. But the Screaming Eagles there. Brunell almost drained that three. That, I'll be surprised. I can't believe that didn't go in. All right. Screaming Eagles are substituting Mia Singer in for McCoon to come out. All right. Now that they're set, refs are given the good to go to play. Egebrek is bringing the ball out, gets the ball to number 11. I mean, Miller, in fact, number 3, inside to 12, then back to 10 on the outside corner for, okay, Eckert's got an incredible shot motion there. She got the ball in the corner, takes the 3, drills it. Perfect shooting. It's a wish. All right. I'm loving what Mia Singer just came in. Freshman gets the ball, has an open three-point shot, takes it, misses, and on the rebound for the Phillips Loggers, they fumbled it and went back out of bounds. Screaming Eagles retain possession of the ball. Oh, man. Screaming Eagles passed the ball in, and it was immediately stolen by the Logs. Ernst is going to have a better heads-up pass awareness than that. She passed it basically straight to the defender in front of us. Hey, it happened. You're just joining us. There's 12 minutes and 25 seconds in the first half. The score is 15-5. Loggers in the lead. We're seeing some good shooting by the Loggers. I'm liking what I'm seeing from the Screaming Eagles. They're just, the shots they're taking, they're missing. Oop, we have a shooting foul. No, it looks like Brunell tried, I think she hit her elbow when number 12 went for a layup. That'd be Kendra Timmers. So she'll have two free throw attempts. Good call by the refs. First free throw is up and out. Ah, that didn't float in there. Man, that was close. That bounced up the rim like four times. Didn't go in. Number 44 gets substituted out for Quinnell of the launch. Free throw is up. The second one in and out. Offensive rebound. They get a second chance at life. They're passing the ball around. Step in number 3 goes for the layup. Misses. She gets her own offensive rebound off her own layup. They're passing around number 10. Gets it to 25. They're just passing around looking for the shot. 3 gets it in the corner. She makes it. That'd be Egebrek gets the nice shot, but she was inside the three-point line. So that's good for only 2. 17-15. Screaming Eagles looking inside. They're back outside. Pavlik takes the three. Swish! There we go. Take 3-point attempts. That's live and die by the three tonight. That's the strategy. 8-17. Oh, and Phil Bloggers responded. Kai, number 10, takes a shot. Misses. And we got good defense underneath the hoop here. They're moving the ball around. Number 25's got it. Then back to number 3, the corner. Lehman back to 10, who's wide open for a 3. You can't leave. She misses another one. Offensive rebound made by Ernst. All right, they're carrying the ball down the court. Looking for their shot. Ernst is driving in. Steal attempt. Can't make it. Ooh, and good defense by the Loggers. Good defense by Screaming Eagles. They stole it right back. Ernst has a shot. She can't make it. Oh, they're going to call traveling shot. I promise you, her plant foot did not move. Okay, maybe it did. I don't know. But, man, that was your perfect opportunity. It seems like Ernst is trying to look for the layup, and she needs to be looking for the open shot on the exterior. All right, Loggers have the ball. They're passing around the top. Looking for a shot opportunity. Number 11, passes a 3 at the top. Fumbles the ball a little bit. Gets possession back. Let's see. What are they looking for? Underneath, they definitely could have called a shooting foul on Screaming Eagles, but didn't. And then the ball went out of bounds on the Loggers. Now Screaming Eagles ball. Hey, sometimes you get those calls, you take those calls. All right. Ernst looking to set it up. Gets the ball. Up to Bablik, who then gets the ball immediately stolen from her by number 10. She seems to be doing no wrong tonight. That'd be Eckert. She's looking. Number 3 has an open shot for 3, and this time she makes it. Score is now 20-8 with 10 minutes left in the first half. All right. Bablik looking to set it up. Gets the ball past Ernst to the top of the key. She tries to drive in between two defenders for the third time, and for the third time got it stolen. Ernst is... She seems to be playing too bad, and the coach should probably consider pulling her just to get her to calm down. She's getting double-teamed, and there is zero reason to try to dribble through two girls that are just straight-up taller than you. All right. Loggers went out, the Loggers pass it in. They're looking for their shot, and it all set up. Oh, 10 had it wide open, didn't take it. 25 had it. Looks like they're trying to wait for the right shot here. They're just passing it around. Seeing where the weakness is of the Screaming Eagles defense. Good. Intercept them. That's her strength on defense. She is so good at intercepting passes. I've seen that so much this season. And they can rely on that. Pass inside to Brunell, who immediately passes back out to Bablik, who gets it blocked. But then we have a rebound made by Mia Singer, who then tried to pass it out, but got intercepted by the Loggers. Good return defense. The Loggers did a great job of stopping the bleeding off of that intercepted pass for the possession before. All right. They're continuing to move the ball around. They're slowing it down. Passes it inside. Then back out to 11. Then 10 at the top. They're just looking. Good ball movement. Good ball movement. They're just looking for their spot. So far, Screaming Eagles have responded in kind. 10 gets the drive down. And then, it was a good defensive effort. But the Swarm of Screaming Eagles, they're a little too handsy. So that is a shooting foul, and two shots will go to Eckert. Matela Eckert, I should say. That there is two Eckerts on this team. Either way. First free throw is a miss. Scores will remain 20-8. Loggers winning with 8 minutes and 55 seconds in the first half. All right. Second free throw, up and in, 21-8. All right, Ernst has got the ball, and if we could ask anything, it's do not drive between two defenders. Mia Singer looking to be wide open on the inside, then 25 gets the ball. Is that Rosenbach? It is. She got the ball, dribbled it. It bounced off her own foot when she tried to drive, and it went out of bounds. I like that play. I like that play a lot. I think they should imitate that next time. It's not going to bounce off your foot every time. All right, Loggers got the ball. They're at the top. They're looking good ball movement once again. 25's wide open. Good shot and just misses. Good offensive rebound by number 10, who's just taller than everybody. It almost looks unfair. And then she gets a nice two-point rebound layup there. Ernst gets the ball. No-look pass. That was smooth. She takes a three-point shot, misses. and now we have a defensive rebound. Loggers are doing a fast transition offense. They pass it straight. That was another intercepted pass by Ernst. I swear she could just smell it. All right. She's looking. Ernst has another look for a three off the rim. It's a miss there. Looking set up there. Offense now Loggers. Three for three, and it's in. 26-8. Casey's got a good shot. She missed a couple early, but she is warmed up fine. She is now shooting the lights out. I think that's four shots in a row for her. So they gotta make sure there's someone on her. Brunell's trying to pass inside to Rajabak. She does. The ball is almost stolen by number 14. It's called a jump ball. And they're giving the ball over to the Loggers. I'll be honest, I know this sport pretty darn well. I will admit I'm not super familiar with the jump ball protocol, because I would have assumed that would have stayed in possession of Screaming Eagles, but it didn't. Either way, Loggers ball. Number 10 is wide open again. Drains the three. Man, they have their number 3 and number 10 are great perimeter shooters. I'll tell you that right now. My first game watching them, and I can already tell that. They make the three. The score is 29-8. Screaming Eagles having a chance for a shot here. Mia Singer gets the ball, takes the three, misses off the backboard, put a little bit too much juice into it. And now we have transition offense for the Loggers. 6 minutes, 50 seconds just happened in the first half. They're now fishing for their shot. 14 takes a shot from three. Drilled it. Williams, great shot from the corner. 32-8. All right. Fabulous got the ball. Passes it to Brunell, who takes a shot at three, and she drains it. 11-32. I'm telling you, with the size differential and the experience, they just got to keep launching threes. I know it's gonna be a weird game. It's going to be a weird one. But you know what? Sometimes you have to recognize your win condition as a team, and you have to take it. If it doesn't work out because you didn't shoot good enough, then that's okay. As long as you play well, play hard, and understand that win condition and play to it. Loggers doing a good job of moving the ball around. They're not turning it over anymore. And as they pass, they get 10 open for another three, and she misses. But they were able to get an offensive rebound. Now number three has a chance, but she decides to pass it inside to get the ball back outside. They are just moving the ball around wonderfully. 44 gets the ball, turns and shoots and misses. And now Bablik has a chance on the Screaming Eagles offense. She's looking, pass the ball into Rauschenbach. Gets it immediately stolen by 14. And transition offense, 10 gets it for a layup, misses it. They get an offensive rebound off that. 21 has to have Claire Young has to have a little bit more awareness of where that was. The ball had gone off of the Loggers' hand, so if you just let the ball go, it's out of bounds. She tried to grab it and take it. She got it, but her right foot did go out of bounds. Good eye, ref. That was a good call. The Loggers retain possession. They pass inside. 10 makes a nice little move. Layup missed. That should have went in. There we go. Ernst got the ball. Looking to pass. It's it to Bablik, who takes a long two-point attempt and misses. Okay, just because you live and die by the three still means you have to take good three-point attempts. Set it up, pass it around. You're going to get an opportunity. The Loggers are looking to play double-team offense and defense. There we go. Good defense rebound by the Screaming Eagles. Score remains 32-11 with 4 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first half. Pass the ball around. You're going to have an opportunity. There it was. You missed it. All right. They're looking. Bablik, then back to Singer, then over to Ernst, then to Brunell, who's got a wide-open three. Brunell takes it, and she misses it. All right, back to Loggers. See, that's what I'm talking about. They pass the ball five times, and they were able to get an open shot. 44 gets the pass inside and misses it. Lehman misses her layup opportunity. Ernst gets the ball, does a nice little pump fake for the two-point, and makes it. That was a nice little move by Ernst, 13-32. Seen a little bit of life from the Screaming Eagles here at the end of the first half. 14 for the Loggers, takes a shot, misses it. The coach of the Screaming Eagles is calling for a fast break. offense, but the ball was passed a little errantly. But the loggers said, hey, we could pass it more errantly, and then on their transition, they kind of threw the ball way in advance. So, ball breathed for a second. That was a long set of things that happened. Long against the ball, they get to set it back up. They're trailing by a lot, 13-32. First, she got the key. There she can double team. Brunell's open right there, but she decides to go inside, then back outside. Brunell takes a shot, but it looks like it was a contested shot. She shouldn't have taken that. It was missed, but now the ball is a ball. And move the ball around. Number 12, look at it. It doesn't go in. That was a nice shot, but it bounced off the rim like 100 times. There we go. Good job by number 12, Debbie Timmers. She gets the ball inside the paint. They will put the ball back in the hoop, make it 34-13. Timmers got the ball, pass into family. One-on-one. Now it's one-on-two. She's looking for a girl on the inside. She accidentally passes it to the logger. They have to be able to move this ball a little bit quicker. They've run the same defense from the very beginning minute. Number 10 gets an open shot for three, and when she gets it, she nailed it. Nice shooting, 37-13. That is Eckert once again. All right. Ball's out of bounds. Brunell comes in. Brunell comes out. Ethinger comes in. Bakuin comes out, and Roschbach goes in. And here we go. 2 minutes and 44 seconds left. Bradley's got the ball at the top. It is stolen off the pass. Ernst gets the ball herself. She's able to get the ball to Roschenbach, but back to Ernst. Passes it all the way across. The pen got such a long reach. She gets the ball to Frasse, and number four, all alone, Mack, gets the layup. Very nice. 39-13. 2 minutes left in the first half. Ernst, they're getting sloppy. Another pass that went off of a logger's body part. She threw right off the foot. The coach is letting them play. The Storm Stream Eagles almost seem a little desperate to get the passes off, and they're just allowing for the loggers to make great defensive plays. They got long reach, long arms. She tries to drive in between them again. Singer's got the ball. She's looking. And she passes it back to Ernst at the top. They're looking. They immediately stolen by number 10, who's got the fast break layup, and it is in, 41-13. Okay. They got to figure something out right now. Right now, loggers aren't doing anything special except for swiping. Basically, once the ball gets passed, they're just swiping at it, which is, believe, they're not swiping at arms or hands. They're just swiping at the ball. Another steal. The loggers coming their way. They pass it down for another fast break layup, and they get it, 43-13. It feels like this is what the Phillips girls have been trying to do all half, and in the last 3 minutes, they finally got it rolling. Oh, we have a tripping fall. Screaming Eagles keep the tension of the ball. I love hearing the crowd get into it. All right, Ernst is coming out. Brunell's going in. With that, Mia Singer will be passing the ball in. Yeah, I have a little oomph on this pass. Here we go. Gets it to Pavlik, who gets to Brunell, who takes a three-point shot off the rim. Loggers ball. Good defense. Transition. Loggers looks to be slowing it down. They're up 43-13, and now they're just passing the ball around, looking. No, they have such a lead. Just move the ball around until you get an open shot, and that's what they do. And number three, Casey, takes a wonderful shot and makes it 45-13. All right, Screaming Eagles looking for their stop. Pump fake, that's a great answer to what they've been doing. Pump fake passing. Back to Brunell. She gets around number 10, goes for the layup. That is such a great move and look. She just missed the shot. Like, it's so, like, everything about that was great. Great intercepted pass by Bablik there. On the transition offense to the loggers. And now Brunell gets the ball over to an open Bablik for a three. Oh, just missed it. All right. Good job by the loggers. They get the ball. They pass it around. And then is that – who just made that shot? Was that number four? Yes, it was. Knack makes a great shot from the perimeter. It's 47-13. That's the end of the half. Woo! That was a fast half. Both teams are letting the girls play. They were playing. It wasn't like press offense or anything like that, but it was just they got the ball. They did fast passing. And even if a possession was like, let's say a total possession took 18 seconds, which you said was on the longer side. During those 18 seconds, the ball was moving. It was moving around fast. So both teams are playing at a high tempo the entire half. And I'll be honest, I'm surprised that the score is 47-13 because the Screaming Eagles have taken a lot of good shots. Like, they had a lot of shot attempts where you would say that was the correct time to shoot the ball. However, it just didn't go in. Well, in a little bit, we'll move into the Ford Bank halftime show. But before that, we're going to take it to a two-minute ad break. Don't go anywhere.
Moving forward, you'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. That's Strongman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Welcome back to Forward Bank Halftime Show. My name is Stephen Jetland on behalf of 103.1 Jack FM. Thank you for joining us tonight for tonight's broadcast of the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles hosting the Phillips Loggers. As we've had a very very action-packed game. I guess it's the best way to say it. As the Loggers are winning 47-13, which is kind of a slobber knocker in favor of the visiting team, which what can you do? And I do want to point out a few things. Phillips, they have a wonderful team right now. I mean, I'm just looking at the girls they have. They have four seniors, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 juniors. And I know in the song with the coach earlier, he's got a few girls he's going to be in the second half be starting from the JV team. And looking at the Wyoming Screaming Eagles, you know, they have a lot of freshmen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 freshmen. One sophomore, one junior, and one senior. And I didn't check with the coach this morning, but one regular starter, the senior, Chirinsky, hasn't played at all. So I didn't check if she was hurt or gone. But with her presence not on the court, they are just missing out on size, as she was the center. And she's their rebound leader for the team, kind of by a mile. I will say, Cadence McEwen, a freshman, has done a great job tonight on offense and defensive rebounds. Either way, I mean, there's no illusion here. Unless the Screaming Eagles shoot 90% from three and they only take threes, they're going to lose this game. So when you come into the second half, you need to ask yourself, what do we want out of this game, right? And I think, you know, we have a development roster here at the Screaming Eagles right now with this many freshmen. And even the sophomore, you can consider her a freshman because they didn't have a team last year. So this is, you know, an entirely fresh team going against an incredible opponent. The Loggers are just, I mean, I'm looking at them. I'll get to them in a second. And so I don't think, it's not that you abandoned winning. It's that you look at it's like the first half, you lost, look at it almost like two separate games. Okay, this is, I guess if I was in the locker room, it's like, I have to